So it's Saturday morning. I think it's the 24th of November. Yeah, I think it is. And I'm down here part way between Windsor and Runnymede. I've come into work today and the guys are late, so I've gone for a bit of a walk just to wake myself up. And I've got about three quarters of the way to Runnymede, and the footpath is flooded, which I was a bit frustrated by, but it's actually been quite interesting sat here. Runnymede's famous for being the place where the Magna Carta was signed, and the Magna Carta, as far as I know, was a document which was signed by King John, or one of them lesser known kings, who actually signed over some of his powers to the citizens of England, or the barons of England, allowing them to actually decide if someone was guilty of a crime. Up until then, it had always been the king's role to pass judgment, and it was decided, it was forced upon him that he should accept that it shouldn't all just be down to him. So that it was moving away from like a dictatorship with the king as the dictator to a democracy that we know now, and that was English law sort of coming into action. So that was so I wanted to get up there. You can see where it was actually signed, but like I said, the footpath's flooded. But I've found a little place to sit, and I've just been sat watching the river. When you take time out and just take stock and just watch what's going on, there's so much that you miss. There's so many things that are happening that are there's just activity all over the place. Like, it's a beautiful morning. It's foggy. There's like a little mist coming up off the water. It's cold. The water levels are high. There's flood warnings all over the southwest today. Heavy rain due. And all the wildlife. There's all the ducks and cormorants and buzzards and just lots of stuff happening down here. And what's caught my attention and I found quite amusing, there's a little baldy coot, and he's been struggling along against the flow. The flow's quite fast and he's battling away against it, and against all odds he gets up to just about a couple of yards in front of me, pecks away, starts chewing on a bit of grass or whatever it is he's managed to get out of the water. And whilst he's doing that, the current sweeps him downstream again, and then he sort of gets his legs going again and starts battling against it again and starts working his way up against the flow, and fair play to him. But in the meantime, there's all these ducks and other species of waterbird floating past in the opposite direction, going with the flow, and they all look, you know, they all look really slick and stealth-like and slender and slim, you know. And you've got the like I said, the cormorants are freaking flying past, and the swans gracefully going past, and this little stocky, ugly-looking baldy coot is just battling away for no apparent reason, really. There's no reason why he can't go with the flow like everybody else, but he chooses to battle upstream, and it's kind of, I don't know, a bit of a metaphor, really. I look at it and I think, yeah, I feel like that baldy coot sometimes. In fact, at this moment in time, I feel like him. But the problem is, all I know is how to battle against the stream, to turn around and change direction and go with the flow. I don't know what to do. It's not the way that my mind works, so I struggle. So it's easier for me to just carry on battling away, even though in the long run I'm just expending a lot more energy these slicker looking, sportier looking, fitter looking ducks just keep cruising past. I don't know. Anyway, that's my thoughts for this morning. Over and out.